The project, the integration project, has three main pillars. First was the customs union, which was in 2005. They had some protocols to simplify trade barriers. And then you had the common market in 2010, which was to foster the free movement of labor and capital. And then you had in 2013 the monetary union capital, which is a third aspect of the venture, with a view by 2024 to have a single currency.
Why are we talking about a monetary union in East Africa at a time when people are questioning the benefits of the euro to its member countries? What will a single currency offer to these five countries in Eastern Africa?
First of all, this project on the monetary union in the East African community, actually it was the heads of state that originated the idea, so it has strong political backing, which is a little different from some of the other monetary unions, primarily because the end result would be the formation of a political federation, so hence the strong underpinnings or support for the project. One of the key benefits would be increased intra-regional trade among those five countries.
Have they managed to keep it on track?
There's been progress. I mean, there's still issues of non-tariff barriers among members with respects to the customs union. But what the East African Community Secretariat, which is charged with shepherding the process, has done, has instituted a system of peer review. So each country reviews how are you doing. So they have their own scorecard to assess progress. And now, so for instance, whereas it took almost 3 weeks to move goods from the coast, Mombasa, Kenya, or in Tanzania to Uganda, it would take 3 weeks. It's now a matter of 4 to 6 days. So you have like one-stop customs verification of goods at the border. What we have seen in recent times is that several of the countries, because of the policies they have put in place, have also begun to be first-time issuers of sovereign bonds. And so in that sense, the project is attractive to outside investors as well.
As a co-author of this publication, your research was focused mostly on economic convergence as a means to support the monetary union. Can you explain what convergence is and why it's important to this economic integration process?
Well, first of all, if you're going to bring countries together, how do they get to the point? If the end game is to have a unified currency, then you need a set of what we call convergence criteria. How do you converge to this end point of a single currency? So in order to do this, you must have a number of benchmarks. One would be the fiscal deficit, and in their case, it's 3% of GDP. What about inflation? They've set a target of 8% headline inflation. In terms of debt, they have set a target of debt to GDP in net present value terms of 50%. And lastly, reserve cover, because if you're subject to shocks, you want to have insurance through reserves in order to respond to adverse developments in your country. And so they will have a period of time where the countries have to get to all these four targets. And then once they're within the range, then that's when they can reach the ultimate goal of having a single currency.
So this isn't the first monetary union for the region. There have been others. For example, the sterling monetary area that was in place into the 1970s. And with all the challenges that this union faces, you know, creation of or establishing a central bank, collecting reliable data, surveillance. How confident are you that 10 years from now there will be a single currency area in East Africa?
I think one of the things that they're doing well is that they've engaged a fund as a trusted advisor, and we've, as an institution, we've been giving the best advice, pointing out the pros and cons of different initiatives. I think so long as there's a commitment to put the building blocks in place, this is a necessary step towards that ultimate goal. I think now, as I mentioned earlier, what has worked for the countries is that there's a lot more peer-to-peer collaboration. There's a lot of engagement of the international financial institutions like the IMF. And we've been helping them with the harmonization of their fiscal policies, the fiscal laws, monetary policy, exchange rates. So I think they're moving incrementally and not at a breakneck speed. And I think that also bodes well that the exercise can be successful.